recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf of Masechet Nida brought to you Ben Chumot Yerushalayim is Daf Chof, and we're holding on the first of the big lines, Shachor Kicheret. Omar Abba Barov, Huna Lischeret. How did they translate again Kicheret? I asked last night, and I'm not getting any.
They
just say Kicheret.
Yeah.
Always a big help.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this Kicheret, which is the primary ingredient of the dio, is a very dark, it's a very dark ingredient, but what we're talking about is not raw cheret. We're talking about the mixture of this cheret with dio, with all the other various things we put into ink. Tani Amihachi, well, we're talking about shachor kecheret, and that shachor kecheret meant as the dio with the cheret. So instead, then just say black as ink. I mean, then make it clear what's this cheret business. I mean, the art school doesn't even know how to translate. So what are you saying, cheret? So lema dio? Does yamer dio have a kipakhuta didyuta? And look, dio could include when the bottle, yeah, but let's say a bottle of ink. There's a sedimentation at the bottom that is most of the darkness, and you're left with a liquidy, dark colored liquid, which is not as profoundly dark as the dio that we're talking about with the shachor. Therefore, we want you to know that's kecheret, meaning the charuta didyuta, sedimentation on the bottom of the dio. Okay, but do you mean that it's in a state of liquid, or is it yavishta? Because the way that many sofrim do is they'll carry around the dio with them as a hardened product, and then you can rehydrate that again, but it's not exactly the same color. Toshma, Rabami, Palikur, to do you to Balikpa. Lamaith Rabami used to carry around crystals of ink, break them open, so he had a fresh broken crystal to look at that color, to match it with the shachor that they were presenting to him. So you see that obviously it's even drier. We're talking about not the dio, that it should be the liquid as it's a liquid. On Rav Yoram Shmuel, kikir kidio uchehinav is tmeya. V'zoi shashanino amok mikin tmeya. So if you're talking, again, there's machlokes of what exactly this is. Kir generally means wax, so it would mean a dark wax. I mean, to say that that's going to be, we say amok mikan tmeya, it's darker than dio, it's very difficult to believe. And then it repeats dio over here, which is apparently not the dio with the cheret that was dry that we were talking about, but darker. And then ke'inav, when you know of grapes that are darker than this, darker than dio. Okay, but anyway, it's tmeya. We'll talk about this in a minute, the experiential difference that we have when we hear these things to what the Gemara seems to say. V'zoi sheshanino amok mikan tmeya. More dark than that, it's tamei. And Rabbi Elazar says the other way around. You have gizayit or gizefet chorev. If it's dark as an olive, as a black olive, or as tar, or as a orev, a raven. So that would be tahar, because that's considered to be lighter than dio. It's all of the Rishonim Sam. It's like simply not the way that we respond to it with our own experience. It doesn't seem to us this way at all. So a number of the Rishonim all take the same approach, which is that what it's referring to over here is secondary colors that glint off of the main thing that you're looking at. And that's gufo, what it's coming to talk about. And I must tell you, experientially, even though we are not, as I say, we are not bodek dam bismanazeh at all, we're only bodek the broadest strokes of dam. If it has any resemblance to red at all, then we're already metallic. But that itself is also takes a lot of experience. One of the most experiential, one of the most problematic issues is that a mara presents a color because of a glint.
A liquidy sheen.
A sheen that is bouncing off of the actual underlying color, and it's very difficult to learn to see beyond that. And so, yeah, sheen is like a glint.
Shine, like a polished black, if you have a polished.
Yeah, so these things have different sheens. And that's what it's referring to. But it doesn't mean when you think about it, to you the cheres is the darkest dio. But when they're looking at it, they're referring over here to various sub-colors that are shining off of it, which could be either darker or lighter.
So cheres is still the standard.
Is the standard of the etzem, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but, and it's remarkable. When you see this, and it's kimat, I would say 80% of the time, but that's the problem in paskening a maradam, is that you can't pick up the real color. You're picking up some type of sheen on it. It's not exactly.
I have this problem in my business with black.
With black
skin,
right.
The sheen, and it's a sheen issue.
Right, yeah.
It's
very hard to determine
how to match it, to match different skins together that are dyed black is one of the most difficult things because the shines are totally different.
Even though the color is theoretically
the same. Even though the color base is the same, but because of the, you know, the...
Right.
Anti-light
reflections, yeah. You'll get greenish, reddish, you know, all sorts of reflections, and you need really expert matchers to do it.
And they can match
it. They can match it.
Wow.
They can. And now machines can do it.
Really?
Yeah. Optical sensing machines can do it.
We were talking about that last night, whether we could create a...
It's weightless.
Whether we could... But it isn't, because you're picking it up a different... I just had this mice in South Africa last week. I was trying to get them to match the color, for a new pair of lenses, the color of a sunglass lens, right? So I went specially, a half-hour trip to a special lab, that has all type of spectroscopic devices and so on to be able to pick it up. The guy told me they couldn't. It was there were too many genes on it to be able to pick up what the underlying color was. He would have to rely on his own. He says, "Leave it with me. Let me do
right.
it." He said, "The machine with the wavelengths to pick up exactly the wavelengths."
No, that's true. The sheens is a problem.
It's very confusing to the machine.
The sheens is a problem.
Yeah. It's not so precious.
It's not so precious.
Listen, you have the same problems with mice and spectroscopic analysis now of planets around other stars, where you have like a little bounce of light off of any atmosphere or something. Are you getting a pic? What are you getting a picture of? So that's the same thing. Yes. We're looking at. Yeah, that's what I said. Let me take care of it. He did a fantastic, amazing job. I bought him a box of chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
Ferrero Rocher, actually. Okay, yeah, we were thinking about having like an iPhone application. For Mars. But that would be a problem. Okay. So Ulo Ukulu Pumbadita. Ulo once came into Pumbadita. I mean, this is... Oh, sorry, I skipped over here. Ulo Omar Kilavu... Yeah, I forgot. Ulo Omar Kilavusha Siyua. Ula says, you know, it's the dark that we're talking about in the Mishnah is like the suits they wear in Borough Park. So once Ula came to Pumbadisa, and he sees an Arab is dressed in one of these suits. So he says, tell me the Mishnah. straight out of the mirror today. So that's it. That's the color. Naturally, they grabbed them. They tore it up into hundreds of pieces. Everybody got a little tiny piece of this poor guy's suit.
That's true.
And they paid him. The guy made a mint because they had like one piece for every guy. Every guy gave 50 cents. The guy ended up getting $400 just out of that one for his suit. So it was very good. So Yorba Bay Arba Mezuzah. Reb Yochanan Amar. What it's talking about over here is Kelim Ulayrin Habaim Midinat Hayam. So these are some learn that the Ulayrin is a reference to the job of the guys that used to take care of the bathhouses were called Ulayrin. And others learn it's the name of a place. But anyway, these are things that we import. And that's dark, that's very dark material. What? That is? You're telling me that's dark? I thought Rabbi Yana's famous tzivui to his children was, listen, when you bury me, don't dress me up in a black suit, but don't dress me up in a white suit either, you know, because who knows where I'm going, you know?
Don't want to be out of place.
I don't want to be out of place.
So, place.
So, I mean, if, you know, if I'm dressed in black, you know, so what happens if I'm Zeche and I'll be in Gan Eden and then they'll think I'm from there and I'll be Ke'evo Ben HaKatanim, I'll be wearing a black suit, it'd be terrible. On the other hand, don't dress me in white, because what if I'm not Zeche, I wake up in hell and I find that here I'm dressed up for the party and everybody's looking at me like I'm out of my mind. So Ke'chatan Ben HaAvelim. So we better make it part so I can fit in anywhere. So why don't you bury me in Kelim Ulayrin Abayim Ibdina Dayam? So obviously if it's beige, it's lavuch meaning it isn't dark black. So how can you say that that's the standard for black? No, look, gosh, Abaglim Abiptura. Look, there's different things that these bath attendants wear, you know. So the glime, the pture that they use, which is the thing they wrap you in, the robe, That's black. The glima is more beige. Omer of Yud, Omer Shmuel, v'chula mein botkin ela agav matlit levana. If you want to make a real bedika, these five damim, you have to contrast it to a white background. And that way, you're able to pick up the color properly. When Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avodimi says, but if you're talking about black, then you don't pick it up properly because it's too much contrast, the black against the white. And it fools you into thinking that it's darker than it is. So dafka, you should use a beige background. So it should be agabi adon. They're not arguing. Each one's talking about something else. We're talking about the other dummy. Then that was Rabbi Yonamar Shmuel. And it says, he didn't mean including Shachar. Rabbi Yitzchak Avadim was just saying, well, when it comes to Shachar, it's not like that. So, Abba Shachar, Abba Shar, Abba Damim. Matzka, Abba Vash, I understand. If they're not arguing, then all you needed to say is when Shmuel originally said his mimer, he said, it said that Kol Adomim are on a white background, which is Shachar. So it can be. Must be that they're goofa arguing about Shachar. So Shmuel held that even Shachar is against white. And that's what they're arguing in there. Whether when it comes to Shachar, Tainis Riyitzchak Avodimi, there you can't use too much of a contrast. Omer Ulan. The general rule of all of the above is that Kulana Mok Mikanta Medeim Deim Mikantahar Kishachar. The Mishnah, even though we only spoke about darker, a deeper black, or a lighter black, it's not only true about Shachar, it's true about all of the above colors. Why then did we speak specifically about the black? Because over there I would have made a mistake. That really Shachar is not a color. Shachar is just a red that's gone darker. So Shachar Adomu El Shalaka. So I would say, okay, I mean, laka, you're not going to be mocked, but on the color of the laka, it's a process. So you have a lighter, it's okay, so it's Deyamikah, it's the beginning of the kilku, you know? So maybe that should also be Matame. Kamash Malan, you have to have this specific shakar to assume that it's really the type of dam that would have been Matame.
So this
is
to dry, or to... Sorry? What is this, what's the laka?
Laka means that it's good decayed.
More than just dry.
Yeah, more than just dry, of course. It takes days for the dam to... Yeah, if you have a maka. The Gemara used yesterday, mashallah ma'adav adayman. That a maka, when it forms a scab, not a shrita, I mean, you form a scab. So originally the scab is red. After a week, the longer it goes, the darker it turns. So there it's Loka.
Loka as in stricken, no? As in wounded, or as in, or is the same type of, the same meaning? Yeah. That you were stricken with Loka, with Sarasa, right? Is that the same?
Yeah, but, I mean, stricken is not, that's how they translate it, stricken.
No, deteriorate is
more accurate. Rabami Barabba, Amar Vakulan Amok Mikan Tameh, Deya Mikan Nami Tameh. I disagree that Lamais, even if it be lighter, it was Bitameh, and the Mishnah, it said Shachor, it's really true, that it's only about the Shachor. So, I understand. If that's the case, why are we making all of these complicated comparisons, definitions? So, Lamai Hani Shir the Rabbanan. If you're telling me it doesn't really matter that it's exactly like this, it could be really lighter than this. It's also so. Then I mean, it could be hundreds of colors. You're right. The Shir the Rabbanan to provide a benchmark against Deya the Dehe. In other words, if it's so faded that it's really compared to the original color that we're given, it seems to be extremely faded. So then, Enachinan. It's Lafuki Deya Dideya. I must tell you, there's a lot of discussion, both among the Rishonim and among the Achronim, about the problem of the difference in the intensity versus the difference in the tonality. So, in other words, there's a lot of questions over here that where we say this is Deya Mikan, so that you'll find Rishonim will say, well, I mean, Deya Mikan, so then why do we say it's certainly not Deya from Karkon? I mean, so the Karkom itself is, to some say, Inafinami. It's like a Kabbalah Dafka, this, and it has to relate to, has to be within that area of lightness. But others say, what is it? What is the Kasha? One is referring to the color, and one is referring to the intensity of the color. Colors are different. They don't necessarily have to be more of the coloration or less of the coloration. You have a color. Now the question is, how much do you want to mix it with white? Let's say, right? You go select the color for a room. Now, do you want it lighter or darker? But it's still the same color. You could select another color, and the same issue comes up with the other color. But it's never going to be the same by simply mixing it with white. I say, we'd be damned, you know? This is completely different issues. But going to that, so what is the Gemara asking? Why do we have to say La Fuki Deya de Deya? Unless, are they referring to Deya in terms of tonalities? Yeah, the big machlokas. It's the klom of Poshet. The Ikiri Amri, Rami Bar Chama Amar, the Kulan Amok Mikan Tahor, Deya Mikan Tahor, Chutz Mishachor. And that's the point. Lachim Anishir de Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are being very carefully definitive. If it's different than this, it's tar, no matter what direction. Even Amok Mikan is tar. Bar Kapora Amar, Kulan Amok Mikan Tameh, and Deya Mikan Tahor. Actually, the darker it is in the coloration, it's more Tameh. But if it's lighter in coloration, then it's tar. Except for one of the Mares, which is Mazuk, where over there, it's specifically the 2-to-1 ratio. And even if it's Amok Mikan, it's tar. So if you add more wine to the mixture, we put in less water, so it would also be tahor. And they tested him. They brought him colors, bar kapara, and they made it adiule. They put in more water, and he said it's tar. Amikule put in more wine, and he said it's tar. They couldn't catch him out. Amre b'chanina, this is a mensch. Kama nafish gavra, the libek is shmaitata. This is a guy whose heart follows his shmaitza. This is the way that he heard the halacha. And his intuitive grasp of what he's looking at, in terms of tar and tameh, directly reflected the way that he was mekab the halacha. Uchakeren charkom. So what we're talking about over here is where the charkom is fresh, not where it's yavesh. Now, we have a series of braitot that seem to contradict each other completely. One braita says it's got to be like the takton, not like the elyon. So if you're looking at the various levels of leaves, it's the takton that represents the charkom, and not the upper leaf of the charkum, but the other braita says it's dafka the upper leaf and not the lower leaf. And then another braita says, well, the upper leaf, kol shekein the lower leaf. And the other braita says the lower leaf and kol shekein the upper leaf. Now, this sure seems to be impossible to make them all match. Says Abaya, they all match. There's no machlokas here at all. But what you need to know is the way that the construction of the charkum is. The charkum has three levels of leaves. On each level, there is a triple leaf that comes out of the charkum. So there's tlata dari, v'tlata tarfen havye. So what you have to understand is that the one to be bodek is the dara mitzia and the tarfa mitzia, to take always the middle row and the middle leaf of the middle row. That is the best one to use. However, all of that row is kosher. So when it said ketakton velo cheolyon, it means the middle, meaning that which is beneath the upper row. That's what it was talking about. And it doesn't mean the lower. When it says cheolyon velo ketakton, it also means the middle row, not the lowest row. Then, when it says, that's not kosher, it needs to be the middle row, one of the three leaves. When it says the takton and kosher came the elyon, which is mashma that both are kosher, that's true, but that's not referring to levels. That's referring to the leaves in one level. So the different positions of the leaves. There, it's really true. The middle row of the leaves is actually the one we're referring to. Use the ale tachton, which is clear. The koshik and the elyon means the middle, which is very clear. And that's what I just said. It's not that the other one is possible. And they, when it says ke elyon koshik and ke tachton, means even the ale elyon of the middle row is kosher, but koshik and the bottom one, meaning the middle one, the one beneath the upper one, that for sure, because that's the best one. Okay, so this way there's no reason for us to assume that there's any machlokes in the braita. That's the problem, is that the Gemara, you see for the Gemara, the charkum is reddish. And what we talk about charkum is not reddish, it's purple, yellow. There is red charkum, but I mean, certainly that's not the standard charkum. Maybe, as I said last night, I looked it up and I saw that in the Golan, it brought on the internet and the Wikipedia, and in the Golan, there's red charkum.
It's a wildflower?
Yeah. Well, no, here we're talking about charkum of Gina, yeah, which is generally yellow. So.
Steady yellow.
Yeah.
What's it called in English?
Crocus.
Huh?
Crocus.
Crocus.
Yeah. So okay. I mean, there are those that really refer to it as the yarok, but I mean, we used other yarok means yellow, but we used other examples of yarok.
Yarok and green.
And no, the yarok in Hebrew is yellow. If you want to say yarok, you say yarok and karti to mean green. Yeah.
You use it to paint
the
wall.
To paint what?
You use it to paint.
To paint what? Walls.
What?
Colorations of crocus.
Color.
Yeah. Why not? Kiyoto came to Rabbi Abu. When they came to Rabbi Abu, he would say, you want to check with charkum. It's not that it's just fresh charkum. It's growing charkum. You have to go begushayo shanina. Not after you pick it. You go out to the garden, you check it in the garden. How do you check Meme Adama? Well, you bring Adama Shemina, Mibikat Beit Kerem, you put water, just enough water to be right above it, and that's where it comes from. Rabbi Akiva Omer, you could take it from Bikat Yodefet, which is in Barnea's neighborhood. Well, that's in everybody's neighborhood.
It means probably by
Tzipori.
For the north, right? Yeah, all these are
the west
side.
Sichni. Yeah, but that's not for so far north.
Right, well,
Logo.
Yeah. It's more the upper end of
these. Well, these are the colorations here. Each one, this is fantastic to go through the Amakim and see that there's a slightly different color.
Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Mibikat Ginosa. We can go even further south. V'chayotzebem, and all such red-colored earths. Tani idach uchi meimei adama. The other brayta explains how exactly to do the bedika. So you bring the adama, sheminam bipikat bet keren. Matzif alea mayim, kikipat hashum. You just put enough water on it. And there should be a very thin layer of water. Now, we're not telling you how much, because we haven't told you how much dirt. I can tell you how much water. It's basically a function of how much above the dirt the water is. Ein shir l'mayim. Mishum den shir l'afa. Now, ein bo kinatan tzlulin. You don't look at that just by pouring it in. You have to mix it so that now it's cloudy. Ela achurin. And in fact, if it settles again, you have to be ma'acheret again. So, tzolulu chazuv ochra. Now, when you mix the dirt and the water, do not use your hands. Don't put it in your hand. Use only an instrument. So, the question is exactly, what does that mean? When you're saying, does that mean, don't put it in your hands? But if you put it in a container, you put it in your finger to mix it. That's okay. We're not saying you can't do that. What does it mean? You can't use your finger to mix it. That's the question. You have to use a glass cup. What's that have to do with what I asked you? I asked you whether you could put it back into the cup after you have it in your hand. So I asked you, and you're telling me you're checking in a cup. It has nothing to do with the question. Yes, I agree. You need to look at it in a glass cup. My question is, can I take it into my hand and mix it and put it back into a cup? That's the only problem. But if I stuck my finger into the cup, it would be okay or not? So I'm asking you, b'mayim. Oh, well, I didn't know the answer to that one. Often when we don't know the answer, we give an answer to a different question.
Something else.
But we didn't let it get by.
What's the problem?
Take her. Who knows?
Rabbi said in Yosef Rashi that it's a kosher sluis.
Yeah. All these things are so sensitive that contact with anything else slightly changes the color. When they came to Rabba Bar Abua, he said, "Bimekoma shaninu." What we're talking about is the adama in those places. You can't export it somewhere else. That's how Rashi learns, which is very far-fetched. The Rambam learns that it's a continuation of the second we had. In other words, don't mix it in one container even and put it in a different container. It has to be in the same container.
It doesn't mean that
you mix
ground.
It.
It doesn't mean still on the ground, obviously.
No. But it means that the color of the ground, actually, it means the color of the ground changes when you bring it to a different location. Rabbi Hanina Palikurta de Gargishta, Rabbi Hanina would take an actual piece of the earth itself, break it open, break a hard piece open, and use that to be bodek. No water. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi cursed anybody else who would do such a thing that it should choke to death. He said, comparing yourself to Rabbi Hanina. Rabbi Hanina is a chochim. You think Kuli Alma can do it. So because he does it, you're able to figure out the color based on that. You know, Kuli Alma lav chachim. You should know that Rabbi Yochanan said that after meeting up with Rabbi Hanina, that's when I stopped asking Damim, you know. Chachmata the Rabbi Hanina Gomali, the lo akzi Dama. I realized everything I said to him, he showed me his Torah. Everything I said to him, he showed me his Torah. I finally said, I give up. So that was it. Omer Rabbi Elazar, actually, by me, it was the exact opposite. I learned from Rabbi Hanina that you have no choice but to pask in these shilas. Because an afternoon to Rabbi Hanina, I said to myself, look, Rebbe Hanina is an anav gadol. And normally an anav gadol, he's not going to be mochi, he's not shilas fakos. I don't really know. You know, it's a difficult shayla. Go ask somebody who knows.
What's this expression?
What do I know? Thank you. So, and nonetheless, he took it upon himself, and he said, "You know, what can you do? You have to be mochis after something. You gotta be chazi." So what? Me? I'm starting a big shot. So why should I be chazi? So I'm not. I'll also. You have to do what you got to do. You know. So if I'm ready to take on my shoulders all kinds of crazy things, I'll take this on too. But I certainly don't feel naturally inclined to do this. So Ana lo yirtzeh, but I should now be a bigger honor than Reb Chanina. No way. Omer b'zera, tiva de bovo, gomade de lo chazoidam. How do they translate tiva de bovo?
Extensive knowledge of natural science.
That's how they translate. That's the balakeda. Yeah, interesting. Because normally the word tiva, this would be a joke. Normally the word tiva means the coinage system. So it's like going to London, saying, I can't figure out what these coins are. If I can't figure out the coins, I'm going to tell you what the is. But Lamaisa, it's taken to be tiva de bovo, the tremendous knowledge of science. Yeah. Sorry?
Poor guru is waiting for someone to have a look at the dumb. They have all these arguments.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's true. You know that's a big problem. Bring your dam to your local rabbi. They'll say, go to see somebody who's a book in the dam. Send you away.
It's revealing of the culture.
I don't know. It's so amazing. I mean, yesterday I told you I'm going to tell you over the Balakeda. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Without realizing that the Balakeda bases on this Gemara, the next day's daf.
Wow.
And I came today to look at the Balakeda. He brings a riot from this daf and Nida. That you see the tremendous knowledge of Teva. If you're not a Boki, the Teva, you can't even pass Paskin Halacha.
You don't know science,
can't pass Paskin Halacha. That was, we were talking about the Sheva Chochmas. Isn't that amazing? You have all things to have that daf, Yomi. On the day that we're talking, I'm bringing you the idea.
It's not like we call them every day.
It's like Yamamish. Such a strange thing. So anyway, it was Tivit above a Gomali de Lo Chazoidoma. You know, I can't compete with the scientists over there. I mean, a Betiva Lo Yadana. So I don't even know that. I mean, that's child's play. So Bedama Yadana, I'm going to have the chutzpah. Paskin, the question of Maris Dam. What is that supposed to mean? Are you saying that Maros Dam have something to do with science? Lameimer, the Betiva Taya Milta, I mean, it's not really a scientific issue. So why is it totally in Tiva? The Rabba is a question of Yada Begiris. We'll see in a moment why there's a question. For Rabbi, the Yada Betiva, the Yada Bedoma. Rabba was a Boki in Teva, but he was unable to Paskin. No, he's not saying it's dependent. He's saying Koshike. If Rabba was a Boki Betiva, but he still was unable to because of Dhamma, so me, I'm not even a Boki Betiva. I'm going to go ahead and be Sevreya Dam. That's the point. I'm not saying it's dependent. I'm not saying if you know Teva, therefore you can Paskin Dam. I'm not saying that. Ula Uikla Pumbadita. So Ula once comes to Pumbadita, they bring Dam to Ula, and he refuses to Paskin. Velochaza. He said, look, Rabbi Elazar was known as the world's authority in Dam. He was called the Maradar of Yisrael Havi. If he would come to Rabbi Yehuda's location, he would refuse to pass. He said, go ask your local rabbi. What are you asking me? This was Rabbi Kiviger. He used to be very mocked on this. All the shaylas. If somebody sent him a shayla from a city where there was a rav, that was an accepted rav, he refused to pass.
Maradar.
He said, there's always a Maradar. So he wasn't Roya Dam. I should be chazi, and he was considered to be the more of all Eretz Yisrael. He was such a Baki. So of course I'm not going to paskin. Why did they call him Roya Dam Yisrael in this Dam? Because it was a Maisa of an Ititat Aiti Dam of the Kamadi Rebbe Lazar. There was this woman who brings a Mara to Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Ami was there learning by him. And this, of course, is a very common situation even today. that the Dayanim that are paskening the Shemar Isdam have a lot of Talmidim, because that way they get a lot of Shemar. There's no way to get Shemar from Dam. So Rabbi Ami was there. So, amazingly, what Rabbi Elazar does is not concerned the color of the blood, he sniffs the blood. And he says, this is no Shaila, this is Dam Chimud. Now, that's a big machlokas Rishonim, what does that mean? The Pashtas, Dam Chimud, is Tomei. Because we say that a woman should tavul inasei, the Gemara says later, tavul inasei, shes v'yosheva shivas dekiyim. Because we assume that she was Re'a Dam Chimud. So that's how many learn the sugya. Almost everybody learns the sugya like that, Dam Chimud. But then the question is, so I mean, what do you have to tell her? It's Dam Chimud. You say, Dam Chimud. Yeah, it's Dam Chimud. So Ella, the Rantinus, then on the contrary, he was saying, this is Dam Chimud, and Mamela, don't think that it's because of the coloration that I've been matir the Dam. I've been matir the Dam because of what it's coming from. So this woman is very turned on, so she has this lustful Dam that's coming, and that's what's bringing the Re'iyah. It says later, Tavuelina Say, says Duran, that must be that we're chayish, that because she would be Re'a Dam Chimud, it would be Geren Dam Nidais, and we can't tell the difference. In which case, what it was that Rabbi Elazar was saying over here was that I guarantee you there's no other Dam mixed in here. It's entirely Dam Chimud, and we have Alaka. But even though it's the same Dam, magically that's Tar. Amazing Shita of the Ran.
Isn't it possible to say this is done Tamei, and the reason why I have to tell you it's Dayan Chimud is because of the count of Nidos and Zavos, but according to the Rambam, don't think this throws off the count, this came as an exception. But
I know that would be true. Maybe, don't know. It's an interesting idea, yeah.
He brings here that it was Takedam Tamei, and he wanted to just show his expertise.
Why would he show the woman his expertise? That's the question.
Or the Talmidim, he wants to show that expertise.
Yes, but okay, I'm just telling you the Rishonim ask on that approach, because Bishlima later on we'll see that where there's an Inyan, like by Yifru Hormiz, he needed to show off his expertise. And there he would say, Mashper was only because of that. But like this, you wouldn't tell a woman, said Dam Chimud. He would have told the Talmidim afterwards. What does he have to tell her? Over here, Badavki told her. So then Rabbi Ami went afterwards to see. Itpala Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Ami follows her.
He was Matar.
And I'm telling you, the Ran says Matar. The other Rishonim say Matar. Anyway, so Rabbi, and that's good for the tremendous expertise. Nu Mela, to know it's Dam Chimud is one thing, but to know that it's only Dam Chimud, and that there's no, that's unbelievable, that to know there's no other Dam mixed with it. Which there's no way for anybody to know from the coloration of the flower.
But where's this Dam from?
It's from the uterus, but it's sexually stimulated instead of stimulated through periods. So it's not normal. It's not that normal monthly cycle of hormones is going this. And that time is around, we have a Kabbalah that is Tohar. So anyway, Rabbi Ami walks out and starts talking, but he wants to see whether it's really true. So he says, what's the mason? So she told him, it's true. Bali Ayaba Derech, my husband's been out of town, and I was fantasizing about him. Vechimadatif. Kori Alei, so Rabbi Ami said about Rabbi Elazar, Seid Hashem Li Re'ob, and there, from that mason, it became known as the top of Lord in Don.
Smelling is like Mashiach.
Mm-hmm.
And is this would be Marga Shalom Ben Ish Lishto to tell her to know how deep the relationship is? Would there be a...
Yifra Hormiz, Imedish for Malka. So Yifra Hormiz would send Dam Lakami Darava. So, and here's the question, is the Gersa before should be Rava or not? The Rashi's Gersa was that it's Rava. The Mashmut is that Rava said that he wasn't Re'a Dam, so what is she sending? Right? So, therefore they changed the gears.
Unless it came from a royal family.
Well, Rashi says it was a nice that he was able to answer. So, Aviyasi Rav Ovadia came. So he was standing, Rav Ovadia was there, and he sniffed the Dam, just like just like the Mara, they are the Yisroel. So you figure if Rabbi Elazar could do it, I could do it. And he says, this is Dam Chimut. So she tells her son, who was apparently not too impressed with the Chachom, she tells her son, these guys are amazing. Look at these Jews. They know everything. He said, they know everything like these psychics. You know, they always know. You go to a Kabbalist, they'll tell you everything about yourself. You say, how do they know? Yeah, you think you really know something. It's a talent. You can actually see videos of brilliant, Brenda. They have on they have different shows where people show how you can do this. There, you know everything about the person. And you can make them say exactly what you want. Half of the fellow. Such a tremendous talent to pick up like small feedback issues when you see the person, the pupils change size or the way the person averts his eyes. Or that. You know exactly what's going on and you adjust it as you go. So it's, okay, fine, you're a dumb human, right? It's Kisuma Baruba, you know. It's a blind man poking around in a chimney, you know. And he finds his way out of the chimney. But what's it after meaning? You see, you don't see. You know how to climb out of the chimney if you're blind. So he doesn't know what he was talking about. So that got her going. So she takes 60 different types of dam to see whether he can identify every single one. So Shavuot Shitin Minei Dama, he said to her exactly what each one was. But the last one, she squashed a louse and sent him that dummy. He had no idea what that was. So he didn't answer that question, but it happened to be that week he found this beautiful ivory lice comb. And he happened to send it to her as a gift along with his answer. Which she took to mean, he didn't want to say it's a louse, but he sent me a comb. If you're sending me a louse, maybe you should comb your hair. So she took it to mean that he knew, he actually was lo yada, but he staya milta v'shara l'srikuta d'miktu l'kalm, he sent her a lice comb. Oh, she says, these Jews, it's crazy. They're sitting there in the middle of the chambers of your heart. You can't hide anything from them. And the Meiser's son was right. You know, I used to be stupid enough to basken these dam. But I'll tell you, after my boy Yitzchak's mother told me, the Balipta Rebbetzin of the Aruch Laner says must have been divorced by that point because why is he identifying the mother? Maybe he had a couple of wives. He's saying, which one of them? But anyway, the mother of my son Yitzchak told me the inside dope, you see. The inside dope is that we do not bring the first bits of dam to the Rabbana to see. Mishom de ziyame. Because they're like so, it's so filthy from the entire waiting period for the nidais. So then we wait until we get the second mara. So now I no longer accept any dam, lokazina. Because how do I know that maybe if they had brought the first dipa, so it would have in fact shown itself to be tamei. Now it's already nishtana marisa from the previous flows. Nah, I don't trust it at all because I don't know what's going on. So I stop being Maria down. But Bein Tmeah LaTorah V'Nechazina, to make the determination of the end of Yemei Tayah, which has been bleeding the whole time. So now the question is whether this first dam is dam that's tamei or not, which would be the first dam that she's seeing. That's already for sure I would be right, because over there it's not going to be mizuah. There's been blood that's flowing the entire period, but it's been dam taught. Now I'm being called upon on the 41st day, or the 81st day, I'm supposed to determine whether this is dam tamei. That I'll do. So that's not a problem. Yalta, I think dam of the kami to Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Rav Nachman's wife Yalta brought dam to Rabba Bar Bar Chana to be Raya, and he said this is tamei. So she took the same dam, went to Rav Yitzchak Bereda Rav Yehuda, and she said, "Look, he says it's tamei. What do you think?" He says, "No, it's tamei. What do you mean? You can't do that. V'tanya chacham shetimein chavero reshay letaher. If a chacham is metame, you can't say, yes, I was talking about, this is okay. If a chacham asserts, and then they try to bring the question to you, you can't say, it's not true. You just support the first guy's psak. Same chavero reshay letaher. So how could he have paskened her that it's tor? No, the truth is that initially he started that way. He started saying, look, if Lamaisi asked Rabbi Barba Chanan, he said, it's tummy. So he said to her, yeah, of course it's tummy. Then she said to him, Kiva da Amralo, well, I can tell you, I've brought this down to him 100 times before. Exactly this color. Every time I bring it to him, he says it's tar. I know for a fact that he's having eye trouble today. And see, the way he's holding his eyes and they're tearing. So I'm sure that it's Saidu, the Choshbeine. It's because today he's not seeing clearly, and therefore I have to come to you because he's giving me the wrong sock. So then, after he heard that Dachila, then he said, oh, if that's the case, then this time is actually taught. Well, me, ma'am, what, we believe a woman to say this is exactly the color of the dam, that what, she's such a bekiah that she could say that this is tar. So do we believe her? Says Gemara, absolutely, we do. Vatanya. Ne'emenet ishalomar kazera iti v'ibadativ. A woman is believed to present dam and say, look, I don't have the actual bedika that I made because I lost it. But this is the color of the dam from another woman or from a previous, and it's exactly this color. And she's believed. Iboilu. Now, Lamaisa, outside of this discussion, declared in the Beis HaMedrash, what's the din? If a woman says, this color dam, kazeh tiher ish ploni chacham. So you can rely on that. She tells her friend, this is okay, or tells herself, this is okay, ma. So is that believed or not? Toshma, exactly from this brayta. Ne'emenet ishalomar kazera itiv ibadativ. No, wait a minute. Shani atam deleti lekama. That's saying I lost it. I lost it, numela, I lost it. So enochinami. We can rely, b'diavad. But maybe if the dam is here, she has to present it to be seen. Well, look, Toshma, the Yaldai, the Dhamma, the Kamid, the Rabba, Barba, Chana, the Tamila, and then the Kamid, the Revit, the Revit, the Dachila. So again, we started this from the beginning. So we said over there that how could he have done that? If Yavidachi, Hatanya Chakum Shatime, and Chaver, Rosher, Latayer. And the only way out of that was that we figured out that initially he actually said to her, look, you have to rely on Rabba, Barba, Chana. So he was Matamila. When she said to him to go Yuma Medaki, like Yagavna, Vainu the Khajbeine, and then he went ahead and he was Matayer. So you see that she's Nemet, because apparently he was relying on what she said.
It's the same point, right? You need the color of others that are not here.
What?
We were relying on her to say this is just like other Maros, which are not here in front of us, but I'm telling you it's the same thing.
No, it's this.
It's this dam.
This dam is the same as earlier ones that he said was tar.
Right. Yes.
I'm missing something.
Yeah. We're assuming that at this point he relied on her psak, even though the dam is here. It has nothing to do with her comparison to other dam. That's not the point. The point is, if there's a way to put paskin on this dam, do you have to paskin on it or not? So we said you can't bring a riot from the brayta, because maybe you'd still have to present it to a chacham. But over here, you just heard from her. No, he said before it was gone. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Did you look?
He's also looking. That's
the Gemara's terrace.
Okay.
Answers the Gemara. No, it's not that she's Mehemon. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yehuda looked at the dam. He was being semich on his own. Gemara, that this dam. The only reason he said to Lechatchila it's tamei is not because he held it was tamei. It's because it was the kovod of Rabba Baruch Hanan. So to get away from that she should say, no, you should know, he also was always matir this dam. Oh, no, I'm telling you, this dam, if you had brought it to me, I would have told you tamei. I only told you tamei because of this kovod. But if it's not a problem, this kovod, he has eye problems today, so then fine. So I agree with him. This dam is tar, but lamaisa, I never, perhaps I never would have said, just because you say so, I'm going to say it's tar. Go find somebody's age tar.
Why is it that you have to back up the, if it was takitar and the guy made a mistake, right? Why, and specifically in this case?
Because you're not right. You don't put yourself in a position to give the psak, the same way we said before.
You don't look at it.
I don't know.
You look at it.
Right. I don't know.
You don't even open it up.
It's been possible.
Yeah, or if you did look it up and she tells you, no, and I brought this to so and so, oh, no good. So, you already know the thing.
But if you saw it, if you see it, if you have it, she puts it in your face and you say, and then she tells you.
Well, Lamaisa, there's a lot of strange issues going on over here because as Tosis points out, we're a person. The Gemara says elsewhere, where a person is semech on his Kabbalah as opposed to his Svara, this whole issue doesn't apply. In other words, the only time you're not supposed to judge when somebody else gave a psak is where it's a question of judgment. So this is your judgment. Good. So what right do you have to say? Listen, you already asked, my judgment is different. So Memela, the way that Tosfos understands it is that now the Gemara is having complete charata. We're having charata from the original Teretz totally. We're saying that no, the point is that he was allowed to paskin because he was being semech on his Kabbalah and it had nothing to do with the Svara, and there you can ignore somebody else's psak. That's another way of learning it completely. Of course, that raises the question, but how did Yalta do it? If Yalta didn't know about his Kabbalah, I mean, so how did Yalta go and ask a question where she'd already asked? Tosfos says a remarkable thing, that there is no hakpada on the person who's asking. Because the person who's asking is not necessarily getting the type of answer that's going to be a pagam in the first one. When somebody asks, he can ask because that way he's being ma'era. If there really is a problem, so find the rabbonim, can talk together. Sometimes the first one does make a mistake. And this way it'll turn out that in all the communications and the fact that a Rav feels that it's going to be listened to by other people, and that he's going to be getting letters about this and so on, it'll turn out that the halacha is yotze better in the first place. I mean, that's also something to take into consideration, bichlal. Another issue, by the way, over here is if Lamaisa were trying to prove that Yalta or Nisha, Biderachlal, is an emenis to say that this is the same color, then the question is, why the heck did she ask in the first place? She could have simply relied on the fact that she knows that this dam is tar. I mean, so the whole story in the Gemara seems to be seiser, the yisod that we're trying to bring out of it. So this, and the Enochinami, the Metarits, that really she could have, but that she wanted mitam kovet, she wanted bedafka to show it to the chachamim, but when she saw that she had this problem, so then she went to handle it the proper Noel, and she took care of the issue of his covet by mentioning that he had a problem with his eyes, and or where it turned out that it wasn't really Nagaya. Rebbe Ra'a Adam Ba'alayla of a teammate. It's very interesting, Ramesha, same on this little piece of Gemara, Halacha L'maisa, and the ways Medayik the Gemara. So Rebbe was Ra'a Adam at night. Okay, so you looked at it by a lamp, and it looked to him like it was stomach. Then he, in the morning, in the light, he looks at it, and he's matired. He waits another hour, imtin sha'achat, and then it was chazavatime again. So we thought that that meant that he was having second thoughts. Not that he waited an hour, looked again, and got a different side. But that, after thinking about it, he says, no, you know what? I saw it at the night. Maybe it really was tummy. Maybe now it's changed, you know? Then he said to what he was telling Omar, really, Shema Te'iti, you know what? Maybe I should just go according to the way it is now. So in other words, he was mitlabet, it appears. So first he thought, okay, I saw it at night. I thought it was tummy. But obviously I was wrong, because in the light, it's tar. Then he said, but wait a minute, I mean, but maybe it changed. What do you mean, in the light, it's tar? But then it was fresh, now it's dry, maybe it changed, how was I saying that? So I should rely on that and say it's tummy. Then he said, but that's a mistake. You're supposed to go according to the way you see it in front of you. So now, he's going back and forth. So he's saying Shematiti now that I was Matami again. Says the Gemara, at least that's what we thought. Because if this is the Pshat, so then why did he say Shematiti? What do you mean Shematiti? Vadaitaita. Why are you saying Shematiti? That's definitely wrong. It's a bright that it says Beferish. Lo Yomar Chacham. Ilu Hayalach Hayavadaitame. You can't say such a thing. Look, if you had brought this down when it was fresh, it would have been Tame. You're looking at it. You see it in the light. You hold it star. What's your problem? Well, maybe, had I looked at it in good light yesterday, it would have been Tame. What do you mean, maybe you're wrong? It's Vadai wrong. No. You're missing the understanding of the case. Mikara Azekei B'Tame. That's not the point. When he saw it at night, it wasn't that he was saying, I guess it's Tame, but we'll look again in the morning to be sure. He thought it was Vadai Tame at night. And that's the prayer. He looked at it, and he was marking it as Tame.
And he was relying on the
Sada. And we'll see later on that you can rely on a B'Tikalar on there. So he said it's Tame. Then he sees in the morning that it was Ishtane. So he didn't see that it's the same. He said, oh, apparently, at this point, it's Tahar. And then it must be that I didn't see properly. Because right now I see very clearly that it's Tahar. But then he waited an hour and looked. Not that he waited an hour to agonize over it. He waited an hour and looked again. Now he sees, again it changes color. It's obviously not completely dry and it keeps changing as it's drying. So then he said, that's ridiculous then. So then it must be that it's Tamehu. Basically, it's losing its mara of the deep red to the air, and it's mefachich va'azil. It's a process of which it's ongoing in this fashion. That's what he said. So certainly you can't say that he's vadai. He made a mistake. So it was a remarkable medayik. So you see from here that if he hadn't looked again to see the second time,
the second or the third time.
The second time in the morning, the third time in total, and saw that it was an ongoing process, he wouldn't have to be chayshish that this is this process. Then he would have, in fact, he could have said that it was ishtadeh, so it must be that you have a right to say that lo chazina yafelo is chazishapir. We don't say just because you were sure at night. So then the halachalamai, so you could be saying on that because he's only going through all of this because of the second re'i in the daytime. Where he was chazak. Yeah, very interesting.
In other words, you could be the tiresome that you were.
That's what he's saying.
Or vice versa.
If you didn't have a reason to do so, then you stick with what you see now, even though it had been checked before. Because you know the Dayan Mashen of Rose, as long as there's a basis to say that the lighting was mate.
Why is he looking again?
And this is very nagia.
Well, yeah, why would he look again?
Whatever, he had an opportunity to see it again.
Not obligated?
No, not obligated. It could be he wanted to see. He wanted to see whether it was
like
a problem.
Yeah, Himkin sounds like he's making a decision.
Like okay, but if not. He originally said to her, it's only because he saw a further shinui. If you don't see a further shinui, then you have a right to send to a star. You saw the Gemara saying you saw it maybe last night, and not mitzad asafik, you were maxing it to him. So why are you changing your mind? Because things look different in different light. Not because you're assuming that it changed. So you would need another raya to say that it changed before you would say, I can't give a psak based on what's coming in front of me. That's how the Gemara seems to be coming out.
Definitely.
It's remarkable.
Definitely, if he looked at it during the day, and then he looked at it at night, Lord.
No, the shayla is generally the opposite. Someone will be raya down at night with a lamp or fluorescent, whatever it is. Rebbe, in fact, was Bodek L'Araner, as we just saw, that he actually relied on the Araner. Reb Shmuel or Reb Yosef was Bodek B'Yom HaMe'unan, so if it was a day that didn't have a lot of light, and he would be Bodek also Bein HaMudim, that was the Mokum that they used to learn. It would say Bein HaMudim, there was a lot of air, but there wasn't a lot of light. It wasn't directly in the sun. And they would, he wouldn't move. He would be paskin right there where they were sitting. And it's also good. The way to be bodeg is not in the direct light and not in the deep shadow, but in the penumbra. So you have a lot of light, but you don't have glinting. So you have less glint problems. Rav Nachman, Omer Abba Baravua, says that doesn't mean you find a place where there's penumbra. It means you stand in the sun and you put your hand above the mara to prevent the sun from actually going directly on it to create these shimmers. And you use tzel yadok in order to be by the heat. It gives a different sense to the tzel yadok, right? problem of the midas hadin.
You see this so clearly when you're taking a photograph, right? When you're taking a picture, the sunlight in the shade and how
that's white balance. You have to take a new white balance.
Right.
Which is can use only white. If you want to be bigger. That's mamash interesting. The mechanical devices have to actually go through the whole sugya nida in order to come out with the right color.
My mother just had a class from an archaeological photographer who was showing them the difficulties of sun Thursday, on sun and shade and light and shadows to get the details.
Really?
Yeah, whole evening.
Wow, it's telling. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. Shochar kecheret. Omar Rabba Baravuna cheret shamru dio. Tanya Amiyafi, shochar kecheret. V'shochar shamru in dio, not in water. So then just say dio. Yamra dio, avamine ki pakhuta di yuta. Kamashman ki charuta di yuta. Iboy, are you referring to actual lacha or yavishta? Toshma? Rabbi Ami would be probably quoted di yuta. What do you call? Omer Rav Yehuda Shmuel, kikir kidyo ki'inav is tmeya. Mizor Shishanero Mok became tmeya. Omer Rav Elazar, kizayit and kizefet and kiorev is tohor. Mizor Shishanero dea mika tohor. Ula Omer kelevusha siyua. In fact, Ula once was equal to Pupadita, rikazi lutayat alovish levusha uchma. Omer lu shachor de tzan ki har. Martu mene purta purta, and he ended up making 400 zuzana. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Elu Kelim Ha'ulai Rina Ba'imi Midinat Hayam. What, you're saying that those are Uchmi? The Omer Rabbi Yanai Lebanav Banai Altik Beruni Lo Bekelim Shchorim Velo Bekelim Levanim Shechorim Shema Eske Veyeke Avel Ben HaKatanim Levanim Shema Lo Eske Veyeke Chatan Ben HaAvelim Ela Bekelim Ha'ulai Rina Ba'imi Midinat Hayam Amalav Uchmininu Lo Kasha Beglima Bebetura. Omer Rav Yudam Rishmav Chulam in Botkin Ela Agabe Matlit Levana. Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Avodimi Vishachor. That's Agabe Matlit Adon. Omer Rav Yirmi Midifte Belo Plige. Or Vishachor Vabishar Minei Dami. Matkel Rav Ashi. If you're telling me that the Lo Plige, then why didn't Shmuel simply say Chutz Vishachor? El Omer Rav Ashi Dafke. That's what they're arguing about Shachor. The Shachor Gufa Kamufi. Omar Ula on all of the Marot Amok Mikenistar Medea Mikenistar. Exactly the same as the Mishnah says Kishachor. Elamashna Shachor de Nakat. Because there I would have made a mistake. Zakatat Kamino of Amre Bichanina Shachor Adomu. Ela Shalaka. In which case Afilo Dea Miken Nami Litma. Kamash Malander it's Dafka. Ravami Baraba Omar Kulan Amok Mikan Tame. And Dea Mikenistame. Except Shachor. So then if that's the case, my hani shir de rabbana, to give a benchmark, rafuki dea de dea, vikini amri, rami bar ama ama vekulan, amok mikan tahor, and dea mikan is tahor, chut bishachor. And that's exactly the point of the shir de rabbana. They're very specific. Bar kapara amar vekulan amok mikan tame, dea mikan tahor. Other than the case of Yain Mazug, we're over there, Amuk Mikanistar and Deyam Mikanistar, Bar Kapora, they actually tested him, and Adilei Vedachi, and Amikulei Vedachi. Rabbi Chanina said, oh, amazing, come enough, Vishgavu, the Libei Kishmaitate. Uchekeren Charkom Tana, Lach, Velo Yavesh, Tani Chodak, Ketakton, Velo Kelyon, Tani Ida, Kelyon, Velo Ketakton, V'tanya idach kelyon v'koshiken kiltachton v'tanya kiltachton v'koshiken kelyon. Om Rabbaya, it's not even a problem. They're all saying the same thing. Talata dari v'tati tarfen havya. Nekod dara mitziyaha v'tarfa mitziyata b'yadecha. And you'll see that the whole thing works out. Kyoto l'kami d'ribavu abu amalu b'gushayu shaninu. Not dried or even freshly cut karku. Uchimei me'adama tanarabana. How do we do chimei me'adama? Mei adama shmeina mibikat beit keren umatzifa le'amayim diver Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Akiva omer mibikat yodefet. Rebbe Yosef mibikat sichni. Rebbe Shimon omer af mibikat ginotzah. V'chayetzeven. Tani ida. Uchimei me'adama, mei adama shmeina mibikat beit keren matzifa le'amayim kikipat hashum. There's no shear l'mayim because I didn't give you shear le'ofar. Ve'im bodkinu tanzulin. You have to make them money. Achurim. Tzolalu, you have to go back and be ochran. And when you do so, don't use your hand. Use a kli. Iboilu, you mean, don't use your hand to hold it in your hand. And that means, but you could stick in your finger into the kli, and that would be sharper dhamma. Or you mean, you can't use your finger either. Even in the kli, you have to use a tool. Elabamana, tashma, tishu botkan, in botkan elabakos. Okay, so what? I'm asking you. Tiboyamacha, bedika bakos, but akira bamai. I'll take it. Yadal kamid rabba barabo, omar lahu bim koma shaninu. Reb Chanina palikurta de girgashto barigbe, but Reb Shmuel, Reb Yossi cursed anybody else who would do that. The Astra, he said, look, you know, Reb Chanina is not in the same sug as you. Reb Chanina is chochem, kuli amalav katimei. In fact, you should know that Reb Yochanan said that chokhmatei of Reb Chanina was what was currently the lach zidama. Everything that I would be matami, he was matayer, and everything that I was matayer is matami. Omer Rabbi Lazwell, by me, it was an afternoon that the Rabbi Chanina was what was going that I was Chazoy Dam. Because I said to myself, if Rabbi Chanina is such an anaftanu, and nonetheless he's machit nafshil asafik, so and he's chosi, so what, I should be like a bigger honor than him? Ana lo ichzi. I don't have an excuse. Omar Rabbi Zera, tiva adabobo. Garmali, the lochazoy dama, because I mean a betiva lo yadana. So what am I? I'm going to know the dama yadana. I understand. What does one have to do with the other? Remember the betiva talya milta. I mean, Rabba was a big bucky in teva lo yada bedama. No, he was saying koshikane. If Rabba was a bucky beteva, he was still lochazoy dama. I am not even a bucky beteva. I should be chazoy dama. Ula ukla la pumbadita, I can kami dama, velo chaza. Omar, look, Rabbi Elazar was the world's greatest expert. He was a maradar Yisrael Ahavi. He would come to Rabbi Yehuda's town, and he refused to paskin. Lo chazi dama, I should paskin. Amar korle maradar Yisrael, da yi itata, da yi tek dama, la kami Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Ami was sitting there by him. Arche, Omar, this is Dam Chimut. Bota the Nafka, Itpala Rabami, Omar, and she said to him, yes, it's true. Omra le Bali ayabaderech, Chimanatif, Kore ale, Soda Shemlireyav. Ifra Wurmis, who was demonically beautiful, that's what her name means, was the Ime of Shvor Malk, this is Madonna. So Shadra Domina came to Rama, Aveyati Ravavadia came, Arche, Omlai Dam Chimudu. Omra le Lavrei, see, Tachazi Kamacha Chima Yudai. Omra, yeah, they're all phonies. Dilma Kisuma Baruba. Hada Shadra le Shitin Mine Dama Vakula Amrina. Except the last one he couldn't figure out. The last one was Dam of Kinim. Velo Yada. But Mina Shamayim, it worked out because it's Taya Milta that he happened to be Shadra la Srikuta de Mikdala Kilme. Oi, she said, these Jews are hopeless. Betavni Haliba Yadvitu. Omra Yehuda Mireisha Vamina Avichazina Dama, but Kiman Omra LeYimad Yitzchak Bari Hayti Bata Kamayta Lo Maitirim LeKamayu DeRabbanan Mishum DeZayima. Nah, I stopped being Reya Dama. Who knows what they're bringing me? Bein Timayal LeTorah Vanechazina. Yaltai to Dhamma Lakami to Rabba Paprakhana Vitamila. Hadarai to Lakami to Rebutsuk Brother of Yuda Vedakila. Eked of Yaki. Vatane Chacham Shetime in Chavirora Shaila Taher. Asar in Chavirora Shaila Atir. Mi korat mu yavi mitamila. Kima da omar la. De ko yume yavi matkila ki agavna. And it must be a inad to choshbe ine. So then he said, oh, okay, so then it's really okay. Dokila. Mimem, bim, vatanya. Ne menet ishalomar. Kezera iti vi banati. Iboilu. Kezet yer ish ploni chacham mahu. Tashma ne menet ishalomar. Kezera iti vi banati. Ya, bachani hata. To let ele kama. Tashman the Yalta Haiti Dhamma the Kami the Rabba Papra Khanava Tamile. And then she brought the Kami the Risen Brother of Yuda the Dakhila. And we asked over there, Hek Yavidaka Tani Kakum Shitim Hekavera Shara Tire, etc., etc. And we ended up with saying that Lamaisa, he said it was Tave. But then after she said that Ko Yuma Matfila, then he said, oh, if that's the case, Hara Dorkhila. So apparently he was trusting her on this, even though the Dham was in front of him. So Amma Mahemnila. No, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yehudai, of course, was a Gemara Samech. He just didn't want to paskin if it was against Rabbi Rabbi Chana. But once she explained to him, so then he paskin. Actually, why don't we bring a riot from the fact that she brought the Dham to be right? If Lamaisa, a woman is believed, so she shouldn't have bothered bringing the Dham. She should have looked at it and she said, oh, okay, this is all right. I've already checked this.
Maybe since there was a pronouncement, she needed another pronouncement.
No, there's no pronouncement. She shouldn't have asked in the first place. So yeah, okay, we'll have to say that if that's the case, it must be that she just did it. L'chveida, she was marked on herself, or she did it l'chveida, because otherwise someone would have brought a raya gufer from that. And the woman cannot be sinned. Rebbe Ra'a Adam Balayla V'Timei, Ra'a Bayom V'Tiher, Him Tin Sha Achat V'Chazar V'Timei, Omer Oyeli Shema Ta'iti, what do you mean Shema Ta'iti? Of course you were Tiher. The Tanya Lo Yom Archacham Ilu Ayal Hachay Avalei Tamei. Eilu L'Gayin El HaMashen of Royas. No. The case of here was a Mikor, Ha'atzki B'Tamei, given a Chazal Atzaf D'Dishne, he said, oh, must be I made a mistake, because V'Alei Ta'or, U'Balayla V'Daloit Chazi Shapu. Then he saw an hour later that it was again Nishtane. So Omar Oive, so this must have been it was Tame. And it's just that this is a process of Mechachach Azio. Rebbe would be Bedik Loran here. Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi was Bedik B'Yom HaMu'unot Bedik B'nei Amudin. Om Rebami Bar Shmuel V'Kulan and Bot Kinotan Allah Ben Chamal Itzel. Reb Nachman Omar Rabba Baravua means V'Chama Uftzel Yadon.
Okay, today we're holding on the Chof Nida Shnas Tovshin Samach. Hey, you know, today with information preservation, it's probably could I to point out it's the sixth millennium, right? I mean, people might get mixed up. Okay, we're up to the we went through yesterday the various colors of red. Actually, of red, they're all colors of red, but of what the Mishnah is calling red. And then the Mishnah also talks about black. It was black that was once red, but that has been niskalkel now. And it's a fifth mara because it's not added to the four dameha that appear in the pasuk. So the mashal that the Gemara gives for what type of black we're talking about is kicheret, is cupric sulfate. Omar Rabba Bar Avuna, you should understand that cheret sha'amru diyo, it does not mean the chemical cheret per se, it means the cheret that is mixed now into ink, which is darker than just plain cheret. It's not cheret that you mix with water. Cheret that you mix with water is blackish, but it's not, it doesn't have that deep dark that ink has. And the shachor shamru means dio. Oh, for God's sakes, then just say ink. What do we have to get this cheres for? So lema dio. What's the point of all this complication? Tell me cheres. They say it depends how you put the cheres into solution. So say ink in the first place, and then everything is clear. No. Yomra dio hava mina kipakhuta driuta. You see, suppose I would have said dio. So, okay, ink, Generally speaking, what you have is, those of you who remember using ink, is that you have a settled area along the bottom of the bottle, which is very dark. And the ink itself, it's black, but it's not the deepest black that you have there. Kamash ronki charuta didyuta. The reason we mention the cheret is to tell me that what we're talking about over here is the place where you have the deposit of the cupric sulfate on the bottom of the dio, and that is the darkest part. When you're talking about now ink, do you mean dried ink, which was the derech to do still today? If you keep boiling the ink until it actually dehydrates, becomes hard, and then you take it around with you when you want to mix it, you can mix it with water. So are we talking about now to take the ink that is mixed now in water, or do we mean that it's actually pure ink that is now dried out? Tashma, the Rebbe Ami poli korted to you to do. Rebbe Ami used to actually carry around crystals of crystallized ink, break them to make sure that they weren't covered with it. It's got the pure face of the crystal, and use that to be bodeg dam when the dam was shachor. So clearly we're talking about dried ink. Omer of Yeramashmo, kikir kidyo uchinav tmea. The zoi shashanino amok mikan tmea. Actually, if you have kir, which probably means, and although Rashi brings over here, it's a dark kind of wax. There are those who explain kir as being as Rashi brings, as a second mushroom, but without explaining it very much, that it's a type of black growth. But kir could be because it's a type of mold that grows in a kir, which is very black. And those levels that we're talking about, Zeh Shashanino Amok Mikan Tmea. This is all included in what we say when we say darker than that is tummy. Now, this is very strange. Because, I mean, to say dio, darker than dio? I mean, first of all, the dio we said was the actual kecher. So what are you saying now? Dio is now considered to be omok mikan. I thought that was it. This is really a little bit strange. And based on this, and on some other hints, there's actually a sheet of the Rash, that amok mikan means lighter, not darker. He's the only one who says this. The other Rishonim argue. But the reason that he could get away with saying that is because by negayim, remember that amok mikan means lighter. And then we say that it looks deeper because it's kemara chama ha'amuka menatzel. We have a contrast of light and dark, then the eye translates the light area into being deeper, as if it's an opening, a hole. But I mean, if you don't learn like this, then to say that these colors are deeper than dio, it's a little bit difficult to understand, unless this dio is talking about the in reference to the cheres, meaning stam cheres, and that we don't mind that the mission uses cheres, but the dio is actually amok mikan, because otherwise it would be confusing. There's some who say that it means besides the dio, so we talk about kir ve'inav. It's a problematic piece that has implications for the whole sugya and how we understand amok and dio. Omer Rabbi Elazar, kizayit kizefet u'chorev. If you're talking about dark blood that is the color of a dark olive or of asphalt, or of the feathers of an orev, of a raven, all of that would be tohor. Mikan tohor. That's what we understand when we said if it's any lighter than the shochor kecheres, that it would actually be considered to be tohor. Ula Amar, Ula says the correct black that we're talking about is kilavusha siyua. It's like those black clothing that they sell in Siyua to the gangs, you know, it always says angels on it or something like that. Except that they spell it angels, they always get mixed up. Ula came to Pumpadisa, and boy, somebody made a lot of money on eBay. Chazi lahu taya, he sees an Arab walking through the street, the lavush lavusha uchma. The guy's wearing this black leather jacket. You know. So he says, that's it! That's the shachar that's not. Of course, all the Talmidim jumped and started tearing the jacket into tiny little pieces. The guy was able to cut up his jacket into 1,000 pieces. He made himself out of a mezuzah. You can always get these Jews to pay too much money for something. Rabbi Yis was almost as good as the Madonna and the pizza. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. What we're referring to over here is the black of kelim ha'ulayrin haba'im mibinat hayam. These are the kelim that are used in the bathhouses that are imported from Midinat Hayam. And those are very black. What? Those are black. How could you say that those are black? It's the famous Maisa and Rabbi Yanai were in his Savo. He omalu Rabbi Yanai lebanav banai. Al tikburuni lo bekelim shchorim velo bekelim levanim. I don't want to be buried wearing black, and I don't want to be buried wearing white. Shchorim shema eskele yeka avel ben hachatanim. Look, you never know. I might be a better man than I think I am. And then I'll look pretty stupid walking around and wearing black clothes when all the tzaddikim are walking around in white, you know. On the other hand, I don't want to wear white because, you know, I might not be quite as good as I think maybe I am. So Shema Loes, Kechatan Ben Avelim. I would look pretty stupid wearing white when everybody around me is in bad shape. So why don't we settle on kelim ha'olayrin haba'im mibidin asayim? Again, be these sort of brownish, reddish, Rashi says, a kelim. Better kelim ha'olayrin. Now, I don't understand. I mean, clearly, he's contrasting them to black. So how can you say that the color of black that is meant in the Mishnah is kelim ha'olayrin? Ha'malavos meninu. Clearly, they are not black. Lo kasha ha'beglim ha'bepturah. Then there's two different things that are imported as kelim ha'olayrin. One of them is the thing that is worn. That was what he's talking about. What's worn is indeed a reddish color. But what we're talking about, ptura, which is straight material that can be used for sheets or tablecloths or and so on, that is black. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, v'kulam ein botkin ela agabei matlit levanav. Talking about checking the color of blood. You have to take into consideration the cloth on which this blood is. You can't say you're going to look at the blood when it's on a discolored cloth. I mean, it's a green cloth will influence the color of the blood. It has to be on a white piece of material. Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Avodimi, if you're checking black, shachor has to be on a red piece of material. Omer Rav Yirmiyahu Mimi Divtein, I don't think they're arguing. I mean, Elo Plige, he's talking about shachor. And the Rabbi Yonah Mishmuel was talking about all other colors. So Bashar Dami. Maskel Ravashi, how can you say that? So then Shmuel, instead of saying a general rule and saying, V'chulam, main boat get an alagabim matlit levanai, he should have said, V'chulam chutz mishachor. Elam Ravashi, on the contrary, they certainly are arguing. They're arguing about what should be the background to the bedik of shachor. B'shachor gufa kamif legin. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shekol Miyadik Vav.
Amen.
Omarula. Kulan amok mikan tamei deha mikan tahor kishachor. Now, the Mishnah never addressed what the din is of darker or lighter variations of any color except for the black. But what about the color, let's say, of red? Could that also be darker or lighter than the red that is mentioned in the Mishnah? Says Ula, it can indeed, and it's no different than shachor. So then, why did the Mishnah only talk about shachor? Elamaish no shachor, the nakat. The Mishnah should simply have said, "Dan, these are the colors, and lighter or darker are also included." Now, as it is, in other words, the dea mikan tohor and the omok mikan tameh. You must admit that we're already getting into some kind of problematic area over here, because if the Deya Mikan is Tahor, then the Deya Mikan of a darker red, let's say the Adom, surely the Deya Mikan of the Adom is going to still be darker than the Tikkaron Karkom, let's say, right? I mean, is this a problem? Now, it's based, you understand the issue? We have four levels, but Pashas means four levels of red. It means four levels of red besides the black. The four levels of red, if they're going to start, let's say, a level of, let's say, intensity 10. So then you're going to say, if it's any lighter than that, it's only intensity 9, then it's okay. Understand? But then you get to the next level down of red, which was only intensity level 8. Which you're also good. You know, if you go all the way down to intensity level 4, let's say, with the mixing of the wine. There's no comparison of the red. Okay? It's based on this problem, and we'll see there's more of it to come. It's based on this problem that the Aruch HaShulchan claims, and Lefiani has died very wrongly, but claims that the differences of the colors in the Mishnah are color differences as well. Not only intensity differences, but hue differences. We'll see why it's difficult to accept what he's saying as the sugya goes along. But otherwise, it seems to be very strange. Well, you know, how can you give me a range of colors and then say, on all of them, the chulam, they are mikan taharim? It makes absolutely no sense. At least so it would seem. The truth is, there's a simple solution. And the simple solution is given by the Tosfos HaRosh, which is that we are not talking about a broad spectrum of colors. The Torah mentions four colors. The fact that those four colors have been established by another pasuk to all be red does not mean that every range of red is included. But then what's the point of saying four colors? Then simply say red of any intensity, or give the minimal intensity of red and the max, whatever. But what's the point of saying four colors? And this, of course, is really the problem of the Aruch HaShulchan, right? So the way that Tosfos HaRosh explains it is that we're going to have to understand that those two givens can't be contradictory. And as I'm telling you, only red blood is tummy. And on the other hand, I'm telling you damer. So there's only four that are tummy. Then clearly I'm saying red, but not every intensity of red. Rather, those reds, which are the standard damim that you would be roya on a woman, and this the Chachamim needed to define, so this is how they define them. Now you have a little bit of intensity difference. Let's say if we now make a scale from 0 to 10 of our levels of intensity in the Mishnah, we are not saying anywhere along that scale that red is tameh. We're saying 2 is tameh, 5 is tameh, 8 is tameh, and 10 is tameh. Now how about 9.5? How about 7.5? So that, the Gemara is saying, a little bit keha, a little bit deha, what is the dinim of a little, but it's certainly not a scale across that anything, because otherwise what would be the point of mentioning dameha, dameha, says the Rav. So you have to use now your experience to define what is the norm of the dam, and that's what the Torah is referring to. Norm, not color. Okay, and that obviates the question of the Aruch HaShulchan, and we'll see that he's going to have such a horrific problem in explaining the Gemara to come, that it just is, it's just unacceptable. I mean, the way he's going to have to dray with the sugya, as we'll see.
Intestinal bleeding, also the blood is black.
Is black like Dan Mekulkal? Yeah, yeah. There's actually some discussion. We had the sugya earlier about kedam maka, that after it's yotze, it's miskalkal. The shaila is, what if the dam indeed, as our president raises the issue, is black while it's still in the uterus? Is it dafka? In other words, maybe that's already not considered to be adom shehit kalkel biyetziato. Right. That's already a question. How does the Gemara mean that it just as a muscle, or did it mean that that actually defines what we're talking about? Fine. So Ula, now we have a number of different approaches. Ula's approach is, give me those four particular nodes along our spectrum here. And I'm using spectrum in the borrowed sense, not in the literal sense. It's not different frequencies, but a spectrum of intensities of red, And along those four nodes, if it's somewhat deeper, it would be Tameh. And if it's somewhat lighter, it would be Tahar. Why then does it say Shokor, asks the Gemara? So then the Mishnah could have said that as a rule on all of the colorations. Because, Sauka Daita Chanina, Ho Biom Rebbe Chanina Shokor Adomu, Ela Shelaka. Because we understand that Shokor is not really a color. Shachor is simply the degraded dam that was Adam. Now you may certainly have thought that as it gradually degenerates, it turns darker and darker. If you're finding a lighter color of black, that's because the blood has not as yet turned black completely. So there you would think, if I mentioned, if I would, let's say what it said in the Mishnah, the kulam de'adikan is tahor. Now the reader would have said, the kulam meaning the colors of red. But when it comes to black, this blood is now on its way to becoming thoroughly decayed, so to speak, and blackened. But I should be matami yet, even though it's lighter. Therefore, the Mishnah wants to say, even the shachar de'amikad is star. But certainly that's true about the maros in the Mishnah itself.
Does it become, the red becomes darker with time?
Well, that's what we're saying. You would have thought that that would be the issue. Kamashma, and that no. That, in other words, it's either this color or it's not blood. And we don't say it's dea. Rashi says the Kamashma means that that would not be the case. Not that you don't have to be koshish. That it's not the derech of this to be first light, like a grayish, and then become black. Rabbani Baraba Amar Bekulan Amok Mikantame Deha Mikanani Tame. Now, Rav Ami Bar Abba says, no, I disagree. Shachor is different. The red colors, actually, it wouldn't matter whether they're dark or light. It's only the shachor. Oh, is that so, says the Gemara. So then, Ela Mai Ahani Shiuri Derabbanan. Then what was the point of giving four nodes? Now, this, of course, is the problem for the Aruch HaShulchan. What do you mean, what's the point of giving four nodes? According to him, there's frequency differences, not only intensity differences. What kind of question is this? You see the problem. We should have answered very simply. What do you mean? Well, are we talking about the same color red? We're talking about minor differences in coloration also, not only in intensity. So from here you see Lechora clearly like the Rosh is pshat. The Aruch HaShulchan has to really dray with this and say that in cases where the intensity is changing, if it's across the board, then it's not shaykh that it shouldn't also come to change the coloration. So, very shvach. Ikidi Amri, so answers the Gemara, what's the point of giving four nodes? Very simple. Lafuki deha dedeha. Now here is where the Rush explains. This is the point. You have four nodes, and you can have some variation. But you can't go all the way between, let's say, 8 and 5, and say, well, if I have a 6.5, I still have an 8, it's just less. No, that's not less. That's dea de dea. That's very much less. That's not within the variation of your level 8, let's say, right? The Ikidi Amri, others say that, no, actually what Rami Bar Abba said, this is assuming that Rami Bar Abba is a contraction of Rabbi Ami Bar Abba, which is probably the case. It certainly is in other places. The kulan amok mikan tahor de'a mikan tahor. On the contrary, he said both lighter and darker is tahor, except for shachar, where the darker is also tameh, and that indeed is the whole point. The lachan anishir the rabbanan. When the rabbanan said these four colors, they meant precisely this level of intensity. If it's a little bit off, then it is not considered to be tummy.
But according to that, it would be the black is more of a muscle, that it was from blood, that red had turned black. Because if it's not, then the more intense that is, it gets darker, it's got to be a point between red and when it becomes black. In the process in between, as it's transformed to black,
I can't answer that. I can't answer that. How that happens. Bar Kapora Omar? Bar Kapora says, Kulon amok mikan tamei, deha mikan tahor. Actually, says Bar Kapora, Ula is quite right, except that he's not right in applying this across the board. All of the colors except for one, If they're of deeper intensity, their tummy, lesser intensity, their tar, except for the case of the mixed wine. The mixed wine is meant to be precise. And over there, whether it's amokmikan or whether it's dehamikan, it's tahar. So amokmikan tahar, dehamikan tahar. And interestingly enough, this is how the Rambam paskins, that there's something unique about the mazug. And actually, bar kapora, adihule vadochi, amikule vadochi. They tested bar kapora. You know, Talmidim, they made a little bit extra water in the, you know, instead of the 2-to-1 thing. So Rebbe, what do you say about this, huh? And each time it was changed in the slightest, in the 2-to-1 relationship of the Mishnah, he said it's tahar. Rebbe Chanina said, Rebbe Chanina, now that's a man. Kama nafish gavre de libek ishmaitase. That's a guy whose heart follows his shmua exactly. Someone apparently understood this to mean idihu, like the marsha, and adihu, that he did this for himself in testing. And then he has to change the girsa to read the Ovid Kishmaitse, who was so sure about his halacha that he actually followed it precisely, and even a tiny change, he would be metahir, not that he was tested, which would be a function of libe.
But
his
wine's so exact that
you can... The Yayat HaSharoni, not just any old wine.
Is, exact,
yeah. Yeah, apparently, the exact intensity. Uchekeren karkon, you want to see how much we have to be medactic and where these nodes are. You're talking about the Karen Karkom, which Rashi has two pshat in Karen, in the sense of the overall shine that comes from the garden.
The garden.
Shine that comes from the garden.
Ah, well, we're doing good now. Like, you know, I mean, I can always tell whether he's down to the, that very simple ram that's right there on the road. So, or the other pshat was the shine, Karen in the sense of carne or, in other words, the sense that you get the glint off of karko. So the Brisa now zeroes in on precisely what we're talking about over here. Tana, lak v'lo yavesh. First of all, we're talking about a plant that is fresh, not dried karko. Tani choda, now, this is really cute. One Brisa says, Kitakton veloke alyon. Rashi and most of the Rishonim learned this is referring to the leaves of the plant. As I mentioned to you, the problem is if this is saffron, the leaves are not red, at least not, certainly not the varieties that we have. And others learned it's references to the stamen in the flower. So one Brisa says, it's like the bottom, seems to be saying like the bottom leaf and not like the top leaf. Where the other Brisa says, no, it's the top leaf, not the bottom leaf. The other Brisa says, it's even like the top leaf, certainly like the bottom leaf. The other Brisa says, well, it's even like the bottom leaf, and for sure, like the top leaf. And this sure seems to be arguing. Amar Abaya, actually, they're not even arguing with each other. They're all referring to a different situation. Actually, Talasa Dari v'Talasa Tarfen Havin. There are, on the Karkon, three rows, each of which has three leaves. What we're referring to that we want to check with is Nekot Dara Mitziah V'Tarfa Mitziata Biadecha. What you want to use is the middle leaf of the middle row as the best. Now, the point is that if you're talking about the upper two rows Bichlal, then you'd want to say Ketachtam V'Lochelion. If you're talking about the bottom two, you'd want to say Galion below Katakhta. If you're talking about the actual leaves themselves, all of the middle rows are okay. So you could say, well, the Katakhta, Koshke Galion, which is the middle. Or Galion is certainly Katakhta, which is the top two of the middle three. So they're all true. It's just a matter of perspective, like most things. The Rambam says Zafran in Arabic. It's saffron, the red. We don't, see the thing is none of this is Nagel HaLacha because we don't pask in these Marais. In other words, as far as we're concerned, anything that's red, by us the big machlokes in our what's red, you know, in other words, the questions of browns, various browns. How much red is red when you have mixed colors? You know, that's the whole long, long discussions about the yellows that tend to reddish, and the you know, the color of gold. Does gold have too much red in it to be considered to be a maratar? Does coffee color have too much red in it? You know, all those are all the discussions today, but not to actually locate the nodes that the mission is referring to, which to us are all red. So we were machmir. Some say that it was actually a takana from the time of the end of the Amorayim, like we find over here, Gigonana. You know, we said yesterday, I can't see any difference. I can't be done this. That it was a takana not to be Rayadam. Others bring them as a takana at the time of the Gaonim. The Rambam does not bring that at all. And it's mashma, just became people not having faith in themselves, which is mashma from the continuation of the Sugya. There were a lot of Amorayim that just did not feel they had the sensitivity. And you see when you're Osik in art or photography, that the sensitivity to colors of these people that spend their life on these things, it's almost supernatural, you know, like normal people don't see those number of colors. It's all blue to me. I mean, they're talking about, you know, these little types of purple mixed with something. You get between, listen to my daughter talking to artist friends, and it's unbelievable. I'm sitting there looking, what are they talking about? So, okay, we don't have the sensitivity. So therefore, we have now no machlokas as a bia between these prices. What we're talking about over here is to be bodek these plants while they are still connected to the ground in which they grew. Otherwise, they're already considered to be yavesh. Others, when it doesn't mean they have to be literally growing, but they have to still be within, packed with the bush. The piece of ground. How is that done? The Bryce explains like this. Mevi adamash may not bring very rich earth from Bikat Beit HaKeren. Because we didn't tell you how much, we're not going to give you a particular amount of water either, but what you want to do is pour enough water that after it's absorbed by the ground, your meitzif alayom mayim, divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mibikat Yodefet. Actually, we want to go on as Yotfat, not Beit HaKeren. Rabbi Yossi says, Mibikat Sichmi, Rambam Paskin, is like that. There are those who taina that these aren't machlokas and they're just alternatives. But we're talking about red ground. There's a ground that's rich in iron. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Mibikat Ginosar, Bechayotze Behem, all those types of red earth. There's another price that says maybe adamash may not mibikat beit hakeren umetzif al hamayim. When we say pour water over it, we mean just enough water to go slightly above the earth itself. Kipatashum, like just the a garlic shell. The in shiur l'mayim. We're not telling you how much water. Mishum the in shiur l'afa. I mean, we haven't given you an amount of earth either. The point is, mix it up now. At that point, you still can't check it. First, you make sure you have that amount of water. Then, you mix it. You have to mix that. So, and if it's settled, you have to make sure that you have over here a solution that is well mixed at the moment that you're doing the medika. If it's settled a little bit, mix it again. And by the way, when you do that, you don't use your hand. Elabikli. You have to use an instrument. Meaning what? What you're talking about, what you mix them in? In other words, don't take some of this, put it in your hand. Rather, put it in a glass. Is that the trap? But if it's in a glass, it doesn't matter if you use your finger. Or is it saying the instrument used for mixing cannot be your finger? You have to use something to mix it. So maybe the pshat is kiyachal be other shaper. Maybe what it's saying is don't use your finger to mix it. Use a spoon. Tashma. Well, the Bryce makes that clear too. Kishu botkan ein botkan ela bekos. Says you have to use a glass. That seems to be saying that, you know, don't use your hand. No, no, wait a minute, says the Gemara. It's still not clear. Maybe that was a given. In other words, maybe these are two separate issues. Maybe there still is another issue about the instrument. You haven't told me that that's the meaning of the first statement. So I could still ask you. I still want to know. Okay, I'm doing the Bedika de Goes. Fine, agreed. Now, I'm mixing this water. I now have a glass of mixed reddish mud, which I mixed red dirt with water to a certain, right? Now I'm going to compare the blood to this, see whether it's red, like this. But I want to know, can I use my fingers to achieve the mixing? Or do I need to use a mixer of some kind? Achirabamai, what achieves the mix? You haven't proven that. I mean, I still don't know. Teku. Well, I don't know, actually. The way in which this has to be done is in the place where this earth is
found.
But I can't now make an export business out of exporting Bikat Beit HaKerem for Bedikot Dam, because if I exported it somewhere else, it would be a different color. It's only when it's in its own area that we could say this.
I use this in order to compare the...
Yeah, but that's not such a joke, by the way. There were many attempts made at creating kits for checking the color of dam, for post-skin, objective kits. And none of them worked. They tried using, you know, the prints would always change. You know, photography would always change. And, you know, these things were too... mixing of chemicals and so on were too sensitive. And but there was always like let Rav Moshe Paskin the following 5,000 different variations, you know. And then here's how to generate it. 2 drops of this, 15 drops of that, mix with, you know. And then it's great. Because how do you call Rav Moshe up to show him the dam, you know?
Video call.
No, you can't rely on the screen colors. That's a problem. No, that's not good enough. The paint shops also have this problem. If you ever tried getting paint, never mentioned. Even though the machine was mixed in the same way and so on, every batch is slightly different. It's a serious problem for painters. I mean, that's why they try to make these computerized mixing things and so on, that you know exactly what it was and so on. Still doesn't matter. Same thing happens with materials, dyes. Every batch that comes from a dye lot is different. It doesn't matter how much they try to maintain the... That's why they always mark the lot on the material. It's just you'll make a little bit of a... You know, you're going to mix the sleeve with the rest. It'll look like two colors. Same problem with carpets. If you ever tried to put another piece of the same carpeting, but was from a different lot to fix a room, it never looks the same. So this is the problem. Colors are very, very fickle. And that's why the Gemara is getting down to this level of diuk over here. Okay, we said b'mekom hashanin. Rebbe Chanina palik kurta de gargashta ubarikbet. Now Rebbe Chanina, he would take a piece of dried earth. I mean, dried, but it's not mixed mamish with water, and he would use that to be borek the dam, which is outrageous. So, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi Ba'asker, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi cursed anybody else who would do such a thing with a bitter and difficult death. Because he said, look, Rabbi Chanina is a genius. So he only needs the earth to be able to extrapolate in front of him what the color is of the mixture and so on. So he's chokhem, kuli amalav chasimei. Don't make the mistake of thinking you can learn from the way Rabbi Chanina does things. He has unique powers that you don't have. Don't even try. Rabbi Yochanan says, you know, I'll tell you something. Speaking about Rabbi Chanina, it's because of that man that I don't check blood anymore. You know why? Because every time I said dam was tameh, he always said it was tar. Every time I said it's tar, he always said it's tameh. So I decided, you know what? Forget it. I'm going into a different business. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Anaftenu said Rabbi Chanina Garmali, the Chazoi Dam. Actually, Rabbi Chanina's tremendous anivut made me accept upon myself the burden of poskening colors of blood. Because I said to myself, look, Rebbe Chanina would never put himself into a position in which people would look up to him. He was an aftan and didn't think much of himself. Nonetheless, he was ready to be mochis nafshel sofek v'chazi. He was willing, because he felt it was such an important issue, try to get women to her, that he was willing to put himself into this kind of pickle. So I say to myself, but I'm such a tzaddik that I could say, look, who are you? That means you don't want to get into trouble. So ana lo achzi, but I shouldn't be makabel on myself to be reyadam. So because of him, I do it. Omer Abizera tiva debavo gomar li delo chazoy dama. Actually, the idea in Bavel of Teva was going to me that I cannot see Dan, because I mean a betiva lo yadan. I don't even know the natural issues that are in the game. But Dan will see that they were able to distinguish on even the biological roots of the Dan, as the hormonal, they could detect by the smell of the blood the various hormones that have caused the emission of the blood. I don't know any of that stuff. So what, I'm going to go now, I'm going to check the dam. The dam ayadana. So, what does one have to do with the other anyway? I mean, the name of the betiva tluya mil, so what are you saying? That it's a yediyah betiva, that's what's important. I mean, Rabba, for instance, he was, it seems to be the correct years here is Rava, based on the city later. But Rava knew the teva. Nonetheless, he would not paskin the colors of dam. So, I mean, apparently they're not the same. No, he's saying it's a koshke. He's not saying one follows the other. He's saying, if Rava knew all about Tiva, he still was lo chazi dama. So then, ana achzibat, I should be chazi dama. I don't even know Tiva. That's pshat. Actually, Ula once came to Pumbedisa. And they brought him dam to be raya, and he refused. Asa kami dama, velo chazi. And the reason that he gave was, Omar, look, Rabbi Lazar, who is the Ma'ar of the Arad Yisrael, we'll see why they called him that, but he is the Pesach HaGadol in Eretz Yisrael, when he came here to Bavel, and this was a place, it was in a Mokam where Rabbi Yehuda was Rosh Shiva, and he refused to be Rei Adam, because of the covet of Rabbi Yehuda. So, but I'm going to come over here and I'll stick my nose into somebody else's kiyuha. Ana Akse. Why did they call Rabbi Lazar the Mar the Ardi Yisrael? The Ahiyit that the Ayit Dam Lekami the Rabbi Lazar was a woman who brought Dam in front of Rabbi Lazar to see. Rabbani was sitting there. Now, yes, Rabbani came. Archei Amar LaHay Dam Chimudu. He smelled the blood and he said, "This blood clearly was the result of this woman's desire." So she was essentially very turned on. And that seed is Dadan Zamah Focus Aposka is another girsa that says Dam Chimud Vitor. And others say Dam, it was just a passing commentary. It was Tiva. It had nothing to do with the din of the Dam. But others say that apparently the sexual stimulation can cause a Dam-like exudation whose roots would not be in the Makor. And therefore wouldn't be coming. He was actually paskening that this was tar. So Rabbani was like a little dubious about this. Whatever, like, come on, man. So Rabbani decided to follow the woman and give her a little bit of a bechina, you know. So Bosid and Nafka, Itzela Rabbani, and he said, you know, what's it all about? Amalei, well, I'll tell you the truth, Bali Ayabaderech, my husband has been away for a long time. And I was sort of fantasizing about him. And so he said about the genius Rabbi Lazar, I was unbelievable. The guy was able to know like what's going on in this woman's brain. Ephra Hurmes wasn't even Jewish. Ephra Hurmes, remember there's a machlokas, we talked about Ephra Hurmes, whether it means the demonic chain. Ephra and the Hurmes is a demon. So she's got the beauty of demons, is what Rashi says. Others learn Hurmes is a lashon of God. So she's got a divine beauty, they called her. Anyway, she was Shvor Malka, the Persian king's mother. And she used to always be close. Remember, we had a Maisa, she sent a korban. after the Churban, because as a Goya, she's allowed to bring a carpet, she asked Rava what to do. Anyway, so she sent Rava a dam to see what he would paskin. Rav Ovadia was there, and Rava also was arche. He smelled that blood and he said, this is dam chimut. So she told her son, oh no, Lebra, see, Kazi Kamakachina Yudois. Those are Shvar Malka. These Jews, they're unbelievable. Omar Lais is unbelievable. I mean, because what? Because you're telling me that's the truth. You know, I mean, you could say something, and it happens to be true. You know, I mean, sometimes you could have a blind guy who falls through a hole in the roof. I mean, yeah, I mean, how did he happen to find the hole? He didn't have to look too hard, you know. So maybe it's like a Dilma Kisuma Baruba. I mean, how do you know that it's true? He said, all right, that does it. Shadr, like, she's seen Mine Dama. She sends him 60 different types of Dom from all kinds of variations. And in every one, Vakula Amrina, he was able to identify each Dom. The problem was the last one, the Basra, was Dom from Kinim.
Ooh.
she tricked him. So she squashed some lice and sends it to him, Veloyada. He didn't know what that was. But he had tremendous Yadir Ishmael. He left out the writing on that one, you know. But what he did was, he wanted to send her a gift. He happened to find this beautiful antique lice comb. Okay, so he sends her this comb. She figures, ah, that's a message. You're sending me lice. Maybe you need a comb. So she comes to the conclusion. Wow, this is incredible. So he's Taya Milsi Hats Yadishmaya. This Shodala Srikuta, the Mekatli kill me. He sends her the lice comb. Umra, so she says, yah, these Jews, you doibatavni the Libra Yasvisu. They're sitting there in the very chambers of your heart. They know everything. Forget it. Umra Yuda. Huh? The heart, inside of your heart.
I think it's a comb that kills lice.
Well, it had a battery on it.
You know. And nowadays the mothers put a comb in.
Yeah, but they have these great combs now, you know. They have a battery and they kill the lice as they...
Zapper?
Yeah, zapper combs.
Really? Fantastic.
They don't work. But it sounds good. You know, I'll tell you. Once upon a time, I used to look at bedikas for women. Then, when the mother of my son Yitzchak, who happened to be his wife, as would be correct under the circumstances, however, the Gemara elsewhere describes her as not being a very pleasant woman, and they got divorced, so he would refer to her, instead of my ex, my son's mom. told me that, hi tifta kamaita lo maitinan, you know, I would never bring the first stain that I would have. In front of the Rabbanan, Kamayat Rabbanan, Mishum Deziyama, because it's mixed with all kinds of other, you know, substances from inside over there. I would always wait until I got a pure stain of blood. So I, from then on, I refused to look at any of them. Lo Chazina, because, you know, what do I know what they're bringing me already, you know? Because I can't rely that I'm getting actual blood and have it. Maybe I'm getting blood mixed with mucus and so on. I can't rely on those colorations. The only time I do, actually, is Beint Me'ala Torah, in a case where, over here, a woman had given birth. She's been bleeding the whole time. And now, it's basically the end of your Yemei Torah. Now the Shaila is this Dam. This Dam, obviously, is not mixed with anything else, because this is already, she's been bleeding for days now. That I look at to determine whether she became an Ida, Vare Chazina. Now Yalta, the famous Yalta, was quite a character, another one that busts up the wine barrels if you don't give her the the kosher broker. So anyway, so she was Reb Nachman's wife, and she would bring Dan to Rabbi Bar Chana to see, and she brings him this Dan, the Tamila, and he says to her, it's Tami. So she goes to Rabbi Yitzchak, Bereid Rabbi Yehuda, and she shows him the same Dan, and he says, no, it's okay. Wait a minute, Echi Avidachi, how could Rabbi Yitzchak have done that? V'tanya Chacham Shetimein Chaveru Rishai L'taher. A Chacham says something's Tame. His friend who disagrees with him can't say, well, he's wrong, it's actually it's Tar. Or a Chacham who asserts something, Ein Chaveru Rishai L'hatir, he says this is Trefa. You disagree. You can't say after he made it a Trefa to someone, you can't say it's kosher. So, how do you explain the way that Rabbi Yitzchak acted? Well, actually, it occurred to me having the time alone. When she told him that it was, she'd gotten a psak, it's tummy, he said, well, I mean, then it's tummy. But then she said to him, Kivan de Omer Aloy, look, I want you to know that I bring this down to him very, very often, this color. And all the time, he always says it's tar. Nonetheless, I bring it to him. But, it happens to be that he told me that he wasn't feeling well and he had a lot of pain in his eyes. And what I think happened is that he just didn't see it, correctly. But he knew the chosh be'enei. Now he's having problems with his eyes. So after Yitzchak heard that, dochila says, what that mean? If, look, as we'll see, what he was really saying is, I myself really hold it star. If you're telling me that he always will also hold it star, so okay, so then we're not talking about a psak, we're talking about just his inability to focus. Okay, so then it's alright. But wait a minute. Umima Hemni? You're telling me that a woman is believed without the bikiyut? She can say, this is the dam. I mean, maybe she's wrong. In, absolutely. A woman can bring dam that is not dam that she saw now. And said, look, this color is the color of the dam that I saw. I lost the badika. But this is definitely the color. So you see that the woman is believed to identify a color. Iboilo. Kazetier ishploni chochamal. Can she say, if a woman comes along and reports such and such a color, a particular chocham was mitayim? Is that believable? Tashma, nemeneti shalomar, kazeriti v'ibadativ. No, wait a minute. I mean, the case over there was where she doesn't have it. So over there, we could say, Shani Asab de Leta Lekama. We don't have it. Over here, we could see the dam. She's coming to say, gentlemen, don't bother paskening. Trust me, I showed this to a guardian such and such. And he said, it's okay. I mean, look, maybe over there, you follow your own inclinations. And it's a different issue, isn't it? So you can't bring a ride from there. Toshma, the Yalta Ita Damik, the Kami, the Rabbi Barbachana, the Tamila. Well, how about the case? She brought the Dam to Rabbi Barbachana. He said it was Tami. She then brings it to Rabbi Yitzchak of Rabbi Yehuda, and he was Matayarit. And we asked, remember, how could he do that? Vatanya, Chokhov Shatime, and Chavir Rashar Tire. And we answered that actually, to Muyavim Tamila, first he said it was Tami, and then she explained to him, no, actually, all the time that I bring this to Rabbi Barbar Chana, he's always matirid, the whole thing, right? And Vayinu de Choshbeina, he had problems with his eyes, and then he said it was okay. So you see that he relied on her description of the original psak of Rabbi Barbar Chana, even though the blood is right here in front of him, and he said to her, well, if he always says that it's okay, so then it's okay. Why? It must be because a woman is believed, even on that level, to be made that that's what it was. No. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yehuda Gemara Samich. He wasn't paskening it was Torah because she said so. He was paskening that it's Torah because he knew that this color is Torah. The only thing is that originally he didn't want to do that, because of the fact that Rabbi Barbachana said it was tummy. So then, when she explained to him that, generally speaking, he doesn't say that it's tummy, so he said, oh, okay, so if that's the case, he had problems with his eyes. But it doesn't mean he was being Seinach on her description of the Psak. I mean, it could be that she was mistaken about the Dam if it's in front of you. So from here you can't bring a Raya that you don't need the Paskin. If a woman says, it's okay, I already showed this to Rabbi Yashiv, and he said that it's all right, you have to look at the Dam and Paskin.
So, but that's this is here. Here we're doing the colors. Here we're doing the colors. That's yeah. that's an, the other shoe is Raya.
Right. Oh no. We're rapidly losing our audience over here. Matzah Shabbos. Should it be 8? Because he's got a cab to the airport at 9. Doesn't give him much time to go home and grab his suitcases. Mm-hmm. Okay. Will that be all right if we finish 8:45? It would be too late.
Let's slip out.
Let's slip out.
Well, we can do it earlier. Mm-hmm.
7:30 possible?
Yeah, why not? Can we do 7:30 so that we get one last stop in here?
7:30
is all right. There's a Hashem Yisbar. Is that okay for you?
I don't know my schedule.
Oh, you don't come at Hashem?
I don't know my schedule yet.
Ah.
You come from the Beit Daniel, but... No, it shouldn't be a problem.
7:30.
Should we compromise at 7:30. Is it okay? And you can make it 7:30. All right, fine. Very good. Now, so shall we complete this maybe for Shabbos? I see we've got a little itchy. Uh-oh. Well, all right. Let's even say Shabbos or whatever. All right, so 7:30, yeah. Spotty attendance.
A spotty record.